Bills that challenge us to apply the principle to thinking about global justice and immigration policy. JTS artist-in-residence Toby Kahn's remarkable Ushpizin project further expands this tradition. Kahn invited 19 artists to create a panel exploring the question of who we might want to welcome into the sukkah. The artists, who come from a great variety of traditions and experiences, each bring their own perspective to this question, and it created a beautiful and diverse array of panels that are on display at JTS's Adele Ginsberg Women's Lead Sukkah. One panel is a collaboration between artist Maya Orly Cohen, my sister, and me. It reflects our shared concern that Jewish communities truly embody the value of expanding our sukkah to include those who seek a place within. Like many rabbis, the most common spiritual questions I face are from people who fear that they are not welcome in the Jewish community. They fear, and too often have gotten the message, that because of their economic or work status, level or type of Jewish education, sex, sexual orientation or gender identity, nationality, Jewish status, age, physical or mental ability, level of Jewish observance, or belief or disbelief in God, that they are not fully welcome in Jewish life. It is these questions that my sister and I address in our panel. Our Ushpizin panel is mirrored and includes two passages in Hebrew and English translation. One is a verse from the fraught reunion of Jacob and Esau. When I look at your face, it's like seeing the face of God. Genesis chapter 30, verse 10. The other is poet and liturgist Marcia Falk's reframing of the parental blessing. Be who you are, and may you be blessed in all that you are. Looking into the panel, one sees one's own face, the text, and the reflection of the sukkah. Each viewer becomes the honored guest in the sukkah. Each person sees their divinity reflected at home in the sukkah. The tradition of Ushpizin teaches us that it is our obligation to make others welcome. Of course, being an outsider is a quintessentially Jewish experience, so in case we have forgotten, on Sukkot, we make ourselves a little less comfortable and try to feel what it is like to be the stranger. Toby Kahn's project deepens our experience of this tradition, taking it in a new direction while returning it to its source, reminding us to invite not only spiritual, otherworldly guests, but asking us to expand our hospitality, our generosity, and our concern for those who have been marginalized and disenfranchised in tangible, concrete ways.